Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first episode of Tonight with Malcolmin. We are making history together. Remember that we are always stronger together. And I would really like to thank everyone who made this show possible. And today, as our first episode, we are going to be talking about a very important topic, which I hold so dear to me because I have also gone through that difficult moment in life when I was trying to find out who I was. And I can say that many young people these days, particularly the younger generation, we are facing a problem of defining ourselves. We always question ourselves, who are we? It's not like other people weren't questioning that themselves before. They were questioning themselves before, but now, because of social media, because of this image of trying to be perfect, now we have a lot of pressure which is being exerted upon us. And it's actually important that we talk about mental health, because no one is talking about it. Everyone is experiencing mental health issues, but no one is willing to talk about it. That's why I said, for the first episode today, we're going to be talking about mental health, because I know that people aren't feeling well. I know what it's like to feel like the world is just a dark hole with no light, and you feel like nothing ever excites you, because I had depression for some time and I was in this dark place where I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what was wrong with me, and I didn't want to talk about it, and I just kept it to myself, and it was eating me inside. And it wasn't until early 2017 that I met a very good friend of mine from Kashmir. He's a psychology student, and actually he began telling me very important thing. He was really explaining to me about depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, and things like sleeping disorders. And I was like, oh my god, this is a real thing, this is a real problem. I'm not weird, because I used to think that I'm the only one experiencing all this stuff, that I'm crazy, or if I tell someone's gonna be like, oh dude, you're crazy, you're nuts, how can you be saying something like that, what's wrong with you, because the world generally has a bad perception of people who are going through mental illnesses, because people are like, is that even real? Is that even a real problem? Like, come on, you can't be depressed, just go and drink or something. That's why many people who are suffering from mental health issues, they usually resort to drugs or alcohol as a short solution, or as an immediate solution, to get short relief. As a means of getting instant relief, in the short time. But what this does, it keeps you under a pile of pressure, and these short-term benefits, these short-term rewards that you get after maybe doing some other behaviors, these these compulsions, it can be, maybe drinking too much or abusing drugs or something like that. It's not a solution. And what we need to do is actually get help. So many people are afraid of getting help because they don't know where to get help. And the first issue that I would really like to put out there is that anyone who's experiencing any type of mental health problem, whatever it might be, depression, don't ever look at it as if it's something small, because that's the mistake that I made. I just thought it's just something small, it's gonna get away after a couple of days. And days became weeks, weeks became months, months became years. And had I gotten treatment earlier, I wouldn't have gone through this very difficult time as I did. So the most important thing is actually, you need to admit that you have a problem. And I want to promise you, trying to communicate to people, to your family or to your friends, that you're undergoing through, that you're undergoing depression, some sadness, some obsessive compulsive disorder. I know many people will tell you that you're crazy, that you need to, get your brain checked, that you're a maniac, all of that stuff. And I really want to tell you from my experience that that is normal, because the world doesn't want to openly admit that mental health is actually a serious problem. And what you need to do is you need to seek professional help, because Googling your symptoms on the internet can only get you so far. And that is not a solution, actually. So what I'm advising someone is that what you really need to do is to seek professional help. And what I did for me, for example, as a young black African Muslim, was that, you know, there's always this concept that people who are experiencing mental health issues are cursed, they are damned, they are condemned. This is not only for one religion. Like, many people, they have this misconception generally that you know, mental health issues are linked to, you know, being possessed, being, you know, being cursed, or you've done something wrong. But all this stuff, we really need to find the link between religion and medicine, and it is important that you seek help from both sides, because it's really important to really consult your you know, your religious side, or you go speak to people in your religion and actually ask you know, the scholars, because that's what I did. I used to I found some helpful you know, content online related to the religion of Islam and how it's linked to mental health. I was asked, I found very useful resources. These days, information is free. You can get it on YouTube and hear the scholars what they say. And I really found it to be very, very helpful, because I began to understand that mental health is actually a problem and it needs to be addressed. And I need to see a doctor, because what many people are going to tell you is going to be like, no, you don't need to go to a doctor. You just need to, like, pray alone or whatever. But, you know, I really liked the kindness of one sheikh. I'm forgetting his name, but he's a very good scholar, and he really had a very important lecture on this topic, and it really motivated me to go and get help. So getting help is actually the good thing. So first, you need to identify the problem. I have this problem, and where can I get help from? And usually, many articles online based on this topic, they usually recommend the use of both religious help and medical help, because, you know, you have to use a combination of these two, because the brain is what runs your life. If you're not thinking clearly, you can't make decisions, because if you can't make decisions, then you're not going to live a happy life, because, you know, our life is based on the decisions we make. So, you know, opening up about this topic has really been a very, very hard thing for me to do, because for years I have been keeping this depression, this sadness as a secret, and I learned to open up slowly, because it is the most difficult thing for you to admit that you have a problem, for you to get up and go seek medical attention. Because at first I thought, wow, I am doomed, you know, like I'm the only one with this weirdo thingy happening in my life. But I really learned to accept that, you know, it is just a normal medical condition to be, you know, it can be found in almost anyone. You know, anyone can suffer through the same process. It's not like, oh, it's only me, it's because of what I did or whatever. But I would like to really stress this point that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter wherever you are in the world, just know that this is not your fault, and that you can get help. The first thing you need to do is to admit and be strong, because trust me, the road that lies ahead is a tough one, but it doesn't mean that it's impossible. You can get the help, and you can go back to living a life that you want to live, because, you know, as young people, not many of us are really open to discussing our feelings openly, because the world is, you know, has been made to make you feel like, oh no, if you're a guy, if you're a boy, if you're a man, you can't suffer from depression. You know, that's just wrong, because men and women, we are equal beings, and we have you know, we should be able to express our emotions, how we feel. So it's very important. Don't let the world push you into a corner and force you into thinking that you are some robot, someone who has got no feelings, that your feelings aren't important. That is quite wrong, because men and women have feelings, and people should be allowed to express their feelings. If you're feeling sad, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling edgy, you should be able to express those feelings and get help, because actually keeping these feelings deep inside is what's causing many people to commit suicide, because the world has told them that if you feel sad, if you're a man, if you feel sad, if you feel depressed, if you've got anxiety, that you're a weak man. That is not true, because the people who are undergoing this difficult stage in life, this depression, are actually strong, because they are actually tolerating all the nonsense that's happening in the world. They are carrying out their duties, and at the same time, they are still suffering from depression. And I remember this. A couple of years ago. I couldn't sleep. I felt sleepy, but I couldn't sleep because my mind was active. I felt like my mind was an engine that I can't turn off. You know, you get these racing thoughts. You're thinking too fast, and you don't know, and you're having these intrusive thoughts coming in and out. So, you know, telling this to someone who has never experienced depression, that you have an intrusive thought or you have some thought you don't want to think about, someone is like, why don't you just stop thinking about it? You know, they make you feel crazy. But actually, this has been proved scientifically, that the more you try to let a thought out of your head, out of your mind, the more strong it gets. And that's where people with this problem of obsessive compulsive disorder or intrusive thoughts suffer the most, because they are told online that, you know, suppress the thought. If you're thinking of something weird, you don't want to think of, suppress the thoughts, do this, do that. What that only does is it reinforces that situation. It reinforces that OCD, and it keeps you trying to make even more stronger compulsions, you know, these type of rituals or behaviors that you try to do to try to counter this. But actually, this doesn't work, because what I learned through my experience with depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, as a young Black Muslim, is that, you know, no matter the situation, no matter what people have told you about depression, about all these issues, what you need to do is you need to seek medical help. And seeking medical help is the first step to getting your life back in order. As I've said before, it doesn't mean that you are doomed or there is no way out. I know it's hard. I know that it's not an instant thing. I am still on the road to recovery. I'm not saying I'm an expert, or I have this amazing life that I recovered from. No. But what I'm mainly happy about is that I managed to, carry out my duties, not only as a student, but also as a Muslim. I managed to get back, to get my life back in order and perform my prayers on time, and actually be able to connect to God. So the most important thing that I want to tell young people is that it's not about thinking that, you know, I'm gonna get rid of depression in a day, because you didn't get depressed in an instant. It's a process, you know. So stop, you know, looking online, Googling like how to suppress my thoughts, how to be happy in an instant. You know, like these ads you see on the internet these days, like 50 ways to be happy, 1,000 ways, whatever. You know, this is not the way it works, because I learned that you can't rely on these instant means of getting relief. What you need to do is you need to let it all go. You just need to accept that the thoughts that are coming to your mind, no matter how negative they are, no matter how bad they are just thoughts, and they don't mean anything. They are not you, because the mind works on its own. So you might be like, oh my God, if the thoughts that are coming in my mind are not mine, then who is thinking them? Well, the mind is what it is, and you don't need to agree to every thought that comes to your brain, because the brain is constantly working. There's never a moment when your brain stops working. So you just gotta let whatever thought that's coming to your mind, no matter how horrible it is, you just gotta accept it and leave it and let it do its thing. And you just gotta focus on your life. I know it's hard, and I know it's hard because many people try to fight it, but the more you try to fight it, and actually, I think you have actually experienced it, that the more you try to fight these thoughts, the more stronger they get. So, you know, the best thing is if you ignore something, it will die out because it no longer has a catch on you. But the more you try to fight it, the more attention you're giving these negative thoughts. So you don't need to tolerate them or, you know, fight them, suppress them. What you need to do, you just need to accept them, watch them come. And watch them leave. Don't do anything. Focus on your life. Don't give them the power because you have the power. If there's anyone who has the power to change the situation you are in, it is you, not some tutorial, not even this podcast. It is you. It is a mindset. So I want you to understand that no matter how many podcasts you listen to, if you're not willing to change your situation, nothing is going to change. No matter how many types of medication you take, if you're not willing yourself, because everything happens in the mind. The mind is a very, very powerful, you know, weapon. It's like a weapon. It's like a very powerful tool we have, you know. You can either use it to build yourself or destroy yourself. That's why the mind is very important. So I know that many people are going through a tough time, and I want to reassure you that you can change your life, but it's not going to happen in an instant. First, you have to believe that I can change my situation, and you have to be willing to do what it takes to seek help. And just because you're undergoing through this difficult time doesn't mean that you have to abandon God, or God has abandoned you, or abandoned your friends. The key is opening up. You gotta admit that you have this issue, and inshallah, as time goes on, you know, if you follow up on this issue, you are gonna get help. So I would like to thank you for tuning in to my first episode, as we talked about mental health issues. Just a brief summary. I hope that in our next episode, we're gonna have a